Blog Talk Radio. evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, Verla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Hey, diva. How you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. How are you, diva? Happy New Year to you.
Oh man, I'm good and just excited that we're back. You know, we have some technical issues. Blog Talk been just, you know, kind of doing us dirty, but we good. We're good.
Out
here. You know, yes. You know, tonight is open mic, everybody. And if you want, we can also get into a little conversation about, you know, how your Christmas went, how you brought your New Year in, all that good stuff. Okay? Mm. You know. Let me finish the introduction first, and then we can get into a little conversation here. And let everybody grab some pieces to do tonight. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1 to join us. We'd love you to. And this is sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got your more.
All the time, my pull-up bracelet is on me at all times.
I know that's right. I actually have a couple of them poet bracelets. I think they just, I got two of the same, actually, and then one that I kind of reconstructed myself, but it's still Raw Links. It's the same materials, you know. I just love them Raw Links, man, all those beautiful gemstones and precious metals and pieces of wood, all of it gives off this healing, good energy that you just would not believe. Should I tell them where to get them at, Diva?
I think you better.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry on Amazon. I believe on Instagram and over at Raw Links, be raw at facebook.com, and I believe they're all under Raw Links. And they are actually made by someone who is a very good friend of mine that I must shout out, and he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and the creator of Raw Links, and he goes by the name Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah, baby, baby. Diva, diva, diva. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so excited to be back here just talking and everything.
Yes.
Behind the mic. I know everybody brought some amazing poetry. And even if you didn't bring no poetry, just you having you here and listening, it works for me.
Yes. Absolutely.
Diva, how have you been these past couple of weeks, you know, with this downtime? How was your Christmas? And did you make your own fireworks with your new year coming in or what? What'd you do?
Well, I was in grandma mood for 5 whole days. And the kids came for Christmas and stayed. I'm like, So it just seemed like they stayed, and then they stayed overnight, then they went home, and next thing you know, there was a call. Mom, can you watch the kid? What? For how long? Oh, just for a couple of days, turned into 5 days. So my husband and I rang in the new year very quietly while the kids were over their Gigi's house. And, of course, the guns and the firecrackers and fireworks just, you know, all wait till about 2:30 in the morning. So, you know, it's the usual. But it was a very nice, very nice. What about you, Diva?
Okay, so my plans for Christmas were amazing plans, but I couldn't see them through because, you know, certain things come up in life and you just got to pause it for a second, you know. But it still was a, it was, I'm just grateful for every day that comes in, that I wake up, you know.
Yes, absolutely. So,
now, New Year coming in. Girl, please, these fools out here was carrying on. My bed is low, too. It's one of them low beds. So I just kind of like slid down out of it and onto the floor because these fools out here shooting. All of them was going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I'm not comfortable with it. You know what I mean? I mean, just too close for comfort. As I said, it was another beautiful day that I'm blessed to wake up to see. I'm just grateful for that, and I'll just leave it at that, you know?
I do. So, Diva, well, I have a question for you. I have a question for you, my Diva.
Yes, yes.
What did you experience in 2023 that you refuse to bring in this year?
Some anger that's unnecessary to express. I said to myself, I'm not going to set really any goals or anything. What do they call them? New Year's resolutions. I'm not going to do that because I don't stick with it. I do what I want to do.
There you go.
But I'm not going to bring any of that negative energy. You know what I mean? Even though the New Year is just stepping into another day. You know, man has, when I say man, I mean humankind has set limitations and time limits on us. This is why we make a big deal out of 365 days getting past them, you know. I'm not going to set any limitations on myself or put myself in a box. I'm just going to set out to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it do what it do, and I'm going to leave it at that. I am going to, you know, I spoke with Spirit about it, and, you know, the conversation was good. So I'm going to stay pretty lighthearted, and if it's negativity, I'm just going to turn away from it. I'm going to leave it alone. I have so many things that I want to do, you know, and I'm going to keep going because I do have a lot of time on my hands. Last year, I kind of procrastinated on a lot of things, wasting a lot of time. I'm not going to do that this year. I'm keeping busy. And like I said, I'm going to stay lighthearted. Y'all that know me already know that I wish you the best. I send love and light, all that good stuff, my peace and blessings. And that's pretty much it. 2023 wasn't too bad. It was 2022. It took me through changes. I had to deal with certain personalities that put me in a state of mind, you know, that is a place I didn't want to be. So 2023 was my healing space. 2024, I'm hitting the ground running, baby. Make it do what it do. What about you? What did you... You know, I'm pushing the same question back on you, Diva.
Well, I think I'm going to work on forgiveness. And it all started from 2020 up until last year. But when I met my husband, then my best friend, then turned into husband, my life has gotten a lot happier. And I know... You know, there's some little things that have been happening, which I know I have to forgive, and I got to let it go and let God. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to be working on this year. And I'm going to walk in the light.
I know that's right. I absolutely know that's right. Okay. It's all good. Now, I got to tell you, I've been kind of bad. I kind of lost my spark and my for writing for a little while, so I didn't really pen anything. But I woke up the other morning, I think it was yesterday morning, and I couldn't go back to sleep. Girl, I think it was like 4:30, 4:45, something like that. Couldn't go back to sleep. When I came back from the bathroom, and I wanted to turn on my ceiling light and just start crocheting, I said, nah, I don't want to turn that light on. So I just grabbed my note, and I started writing. But I'm not starting this first show in the new year off with no, you know, racist stuff. I'm going to give you guys something from last year. You're going to take it, and you're going to love it.
Hey, look, the mic is yours. I'm going to just turn the spotlight on you whenever you're ready. Go ahead.
Thank you. All right, this is called Mutual Acceptance. I let you in and told you how you make me feel. Would you join me without question? Come get tangled in my locks and let me stimulate you, mind, body, and soul. Just take care of you, keeping your mind filled with healthy thoughts. Your heart strong with a smile in it for me and us, beautifully covered within my light. You know spirit will be there. I long for you and will put aside the things that I behold just to hold you first. I'll make room for you so that you could flourish within my care and like roots to a tree, we'll grow and stand strong together. Would you spend your nights with me? Would you share your life with me? Teach me you in the safe space of trust I'll provide, and I will become the music speaking to your soul, your atmospheric release, your poetry. In my lifetime, I've eaten some humble pie, because a lot of my lessons were learned in the hardest way, but here I stand before you on this day to tell you I'm convinced heaven exists and is tangible, because now there's you. And I am both calm and storm. So at times I feel torn. I do have a happy medium. Because courage's embers can blaze a revolution, even in the darkest corners. See, I'd run from the possibility of being hurt again because I realize that no one can ever hurt me like I can. But I trust you. And my heart will be your ocean of secrets hidden, safe and unreachable to the world. I just want to be beside you in nature's silence, watching you count the stars and just breathe. So say you'll be mine. Love me in your peace and allow me to share in my happiness with you. And that's that peace.
Ooh. You know me. I'm searching for a line. First of all, that was dope. Old or new, that was dope. But anyway, you know, you said no one could hurt me more than me. And that is what got me that whole piece, because it's so true. You open yourself up to someone and you're like, you know, you're going to throw yourself out there like, look, I'm going to trust you not to hurt me. You know what I mean? And if you don't hurt me, the whole world is open to you through me. Mm-hmm. And, but, woo-wee, the only person that can hurt me is me. Come on now.
That's it.
That was it for me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know what I noticed? Before we get into your piece, a lot of people, they emphasize on that particular line because they can relate to it. The reason I say that is because a lot of times we get into relationships with people, regardless of the dynamic of it, and they will show us all kinds of red flags, like, back away, you know. They're not healthy for us. They're toxic. Excuse me. And we still continue to allow them in because we are designed to forgive and, you know, let go, and we overlook things purposely. You know what I mean? That they do, little mm-hmm. things that they bring to us that cause us pain. And we keep on letting them do it to us. So that's why I say nobody can hurt me like I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of us, us that does that, you know. So mm-hmm. thank you for that, Diva. So now, my Diva, I've been waiting mm-hmm. and waiting, and so have our callers, our listeners, to hear. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, you know, since you flashed that question that I had for you back onto me, I made up a piece about forgiveness.
All right. Well, I'm going to step down off the stage and move out of the way. Wait a minute. Let me fix the spotlight. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Forgive. It's the only way to live in a world of don't give a damn or no more cares to give. Forgive as God forgives you. You'll block every single blessing that's coming to you if you don't. So you have a choice. You will or you won't. Forgive. Someone forgave you. You did your crap. You don't know how. There's an app for that. Forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for you. If you hold on and let stuff fester, you'll never know the difference of what's false or true, because you can't surrender control to the one that forgave you. Forgive. Don't you know it takes too much energy to stay mad or to hold on to negativity? Unforgiveness gets old fast. Have wisdom, and no trouble doesn't last. I'm a witness. I know all about it, because I was drowning in unforgiveness. But when I surrendered, I gained wisdom and forgave and knew how to behave. Forgiveness is for me. It's for you. Things could change so quickly. You're healthy one moment, then sickly. So forgive and make things right. Then heartache and pain that appear with tears in the night will all disappear in the morning light. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, if you can just hold on to the fact that it will get better, and it really
mm-hmm.
doesn't, like, a lot of things that have happened don't really have anything to do with you. You are just targeted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they say, the closest get the mostest sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I
love that piece. I am big on forgiving. I'm even bigger on it this year, because I'm not going to let anybody make me sick. I'm not going to hold on to this anger and this negativity that people bring to me or try to project onto me. There's a saying mm-hmm. that goes, what did the guy say? He said, God, I can't remember. I'm going to bring it to y'all as soon as I remember it. But what he said made me rethink, reassess, and it made me feel better what he said. Oh God, I can't remember it, but it's oh man, I love that piece, Diva. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
It really, really was. Oh man. So
thank you so much.
Are we ready to oh Lord, I don't know. Where is it? I can't find it. All right. So thank goodness I'm working with two devices here. I got it on another one. Are we ready to start opening these mics, Diva?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, wait,
so
well, give me 1 second. Before we open up this first mic, we have to do this. It's a little past the half hour into the hour. So let's do a little station identifier, and then we can get right with these microphones, okay?
All right.
Let's love.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's open up this first microphone to one of Epiphany's own. He is the host of
The Inspiration Factory.
We've been away for a little bit too long. We got to have the divine inspiration.
Wow. What are you doing that you're not sharing?
I don't know. I went completely blank.
Wow. I ain't going to tease you too bad because I've had a few of them brain farts myself. It's a good thing you got Adrian there to come to the rescue. Hey, Adrian.
Thank you, Diva.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. You know, it's all part of life.
I know that's right. Well, I tell you what.
Yeah, deal with it. Keep it.
Wait, you know what? I'm sorry. Steven, did you want to say something? Oh, it's a bad echo in here.
I'm good.
That's that blog talk.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm pretty sure everybody wants to know. How was your last year?
Repeat that question.
I think I want to ask everybody that question.
What question is that?
Can y'all hear me now?
You still there? Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you, Paul.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Okay. But
that was weird.
Blog Talk is on their way out.
They're doing a little too much.
All right, well, I'll tell you
what. Right.
The question was, what my diva asked, what did you get out of 2023?
What did I get what out of 2023? Tired of?
Hold on. No, what did you get out of 2023?
Oh, okay. A lot. Main thing I think is to stop letting my guard down.
Okay.
And the Bible tells us, you know, we're supposed to pray ceaselessly. And the minute you let your guard down, the enemy's quick to sneak in. And that's when you fail at a lot of things. You procrastinate. You do things the way that you ain't supposed to do them. I mean, you just get discombobulated. So I'm going to be a little bit more on alert, high alert this year.
Okay. All right, well, with that, tonight is open mic. I apologize for the echo. It's really, really bad. I'm going to just give you the mic.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now, let me see. I had a piece, and then I changed because of what we were talking about. Then I changed again, and I lost what I was going to do. Okay. I'm going to do this one right here. Here you go. It's called A Funeral. I'm tired of failing and falling short. Those obstacles were here and feel the words abort. Abort, abort. I'm entering 2024 at a funeral of someone who deserves to die. This funeral is long overdue, so tears of joy I shall cry. This funeral will empower me to succeed where previously I had failed. This will be a modern-day crucifixion to a tree upside down. He'll be nailed. Now, I know you're wondering, who has caused this degree of hate? And I'll gladly expose this SOB before consigning him to his fate. This funeral will lay to rest a hindrance known as cant. My proclamation of death to you is one I pray to never recant. You know, the power of life and death, God's word says, it lies upon the tongue. So I speak death to you, cant, and die you shall. There's nowhere else you can run. And I'm also bringing to your funeral Jesus, the undefeated Holy Son. With this, my victories in 2024, praise God, and by God's hand have blessedly already begun. Cant, may you rest in pieces like those you've made of my goals. With your death and the living God, I'm moving forward completely steadfast, confident, and whole. Where there's death, there's also life. Going forward, all we'll see. Life anew, refreshed and conceived by death, ending 2023. Poem.
Wow.
Wow.
That was pretty powerful.
Amen to that.
I'll tell you what, Diva, you take your commentary. I'm going to mute myself and you give your commentary.
Well, first of all,
I really
like your piece. You called it out. And you're going to overcome. And you're going to win.
And that's what
the declaration was.
Man, you know.
So, yes, it is.
Very good. We got to speak life and speak to them things that are holding us back. The Bible
that's
says
right.
We have not because we ask not. And I'm going to step before the past asking. I'm demanding. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for that mess.
I hear you.
Been a little too long with the BS.
I heard that.
I tell you what. I love the pieces because hence your name, Divine Inspiration. You always bring spirit into conversation. And anything you talk about is good.
It's crazy. I've gotten to the point now where I don't care what it is I talk about or what I'm doing. I got to include him. You know, I don't care what. I'm writing to something erotic. I'm writing to something, whatever. I got to include him because he's there. And so you can't ignore, he's there. So you let him know I recognize he's there in the midst of my stuff. He's there.
All the time.
I'm not running anymore.
All the time.
I'm tired. I'm getting old. I can't run that like that no more. I thought I could outrun him, but he got some wind. He got some lungs on him. He ran me down.
I ain't never been a track star. I'm trying to say.
Okay. And guess what? I ain't running no more. He's proved his point.
Okay. No matter where I run, he's there.
If he's everywhere, then no matter where you run, he's there. So what's the point in running?
You can't outrun the divine. How you going to outrun the creator of everything?
Yeah. I mean, we have some of those oh my moments where we actually believe we can, or at least to our actions.
I used to have that mindset from the creator. If I just didn't say it, and I was thinking about what I was doing. When I used to realize the word omnipresent was, I was like,
right.
Seen the whole time.
Right? You playing hide and seek, and he's standing right next to you.
Okay. Okay. Yes. I love it.
Not very well. Say again.
I said, you're not hiding very well, but the good thing is that as we mature spiritually, we begin recognizing these things and acting accordingly. So you can measure your growth that way. And it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not going. Well, I know this echo can be annoying for most people. I know it's annoying here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just skate out of here, though, and go over to the Temptation Station. At least I can remember that part, right? Can you tell everybody what you have going on in the world of the Tiffany Radio's universe?
Well, we have the Inspiration Factory every Sunday night at 8 p.m. It's where we do poetry and praise. This coming Sunday, it's just, I don't know yet. It's got something to do with a march in victory into 2024, because unfortunately, last Sunday, the Blog Talk lady shut us down, so.
Mm-hmm.
She shut that show down. She didn't shut the movement down. We're still going forward with poetry, praise, and prayer. So just give us a call.
I know that's right. Thank you, Paul. Divine inspiration. I'm going to let you go on over there to Temptation Station. So gracefully named by Mr. Joe DeGerber, Mind Dancer. And you can grab yourself something to drink, something back. Put your feet up and push your socks off. Baby.
You got that right. Thank you for the platforms, Divas.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
Diva, I tell you, this blog talk is something else here. Well, it looks like we have our Canadian connection, and also one of Epiphany's newest shows, The Inkwell. We got ourselves a Lady A. Hey, Diva. Welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing?
Wow, it's good to hear everybody back again. Wow. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Merry Christmas and all that good stuff that comes along with it. How you doing?
Yes. So, Lady A.
Yes.
It's my turn to ask you. What are you leaving in 2023 that you refuse to bring in 2024?
Oh God, everything. What a year.
Okay.
I have to be better than last year. There's no doubt about that. So I'm hoping for that and working my way towards that.
Okay. All right now.
That's a good thing.
We all got to get
a little bit more lighthearted, you know, as time goes on, so we can start to feel better. We have to learn how to start releasing, you know. I'm big on that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference. I used to sit back and hold on to a lot of negativity and try to control certain situations and people. And you just can't do that. And when you come to
sometimes there's nothing that you can do to control anything. You're helpless in certain things, and and the idea for me anyways is to try to, you know, work your way through that and recognize and accept the fact that you can change nothing and accept your own self. And, yeah, so it's a tough spot to be in. But I think there's a fine line, too, between dealing with your situation, no matter what it is, and trying not to think about it all the time, because it's just a very fine line how you manage that edge, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't found it yet. In some things,
yeah.
I haven't found it yet. But you know, what happens is then you get sick. You know, you get physically, it can affect you. It manifests itself in other ways, and that's hard.
Absolutely.
Or emotional manifestation of trying to cope with things that you really can't. You know darn well you can't cope with it, but you can't also succumb to it. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
absolutely
right. You can't let it overcome you. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Eventually you realize all of that and you just, what you do, you just let it go. You release.
Mm-hmm.
You start telling yourself, you know what, this ain't mine. I'm not claiming this no more. This is not mine. I don't want it. And your system will start to realize that from you saying this over and over, you thinking this, and eventually you will let it go and you'll feel much lighter. And trust me, you ain't going to want to go back to that state of mind ever again.
It can be so bad and so scary to be in that place, that dark place. And it takes a lot of work to work through things that are stressful like that. It takes a lot of work. And I'm not there. I've been struggling for a long time. And this year just got a whole lot worse. And so I'm trying to find a way to start my life anew.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
You will absolutely get there. Yeah.
Yeah, keep talking to yourself.
Isn't that the truth?
I haven't said your name in a long time, Lady A. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because I know you
I haven't written anything over the holidays, really. I guess the last was on December 23rd. I wrote kind of a love poem, based on a song that I like by Taylor Dane. It was a long time ago that she put a record out, but this one's called "Together Once Again."
Mike is yours.
Thank you. He said he'd leave me never. Our love, nothing could sever. Dreams ripped asunder like pirates' plunder. Death's blow smites, grief ignites, floods my pillow every night. Beyond the pearly gate you wait, missing you never abates. Life now long and lonely, you remain my one and only. Endless darkness falling in your name, I'm ever calling. Time cannot be measured on earth, it seems forever. One day, we will be together again. It's been so long to fall into your arms. Our love transcends time and space, and eternity awaits to bring us back together once again. It's where we belong, in each other's arms. Whisper in my ear how much you love me, dear. Heart to heart, we're home, never alone. Songs bind us, blend us, they gently mend us. For all eternity, you are my heart. We are home where we belong, together evermore. Love can't be denied, it can't be satisfied until reunited we become, love will bring us back. Love will bring us back to where we belong. In peace.
Oh, Lady,
ooh,
honey.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Oh, and I know the song.
Yeah, I'd like Taylor Dane too now. Wait a minute. But
yeah, I do too.
Your pieces are swoon worthy. You just make a person go, it's your flow, it's your voice, your tone. It's so soothing and so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. You could write the darkest piece in the world and it would still be swoon worthy. That's just how you are. It's something about your voice. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. I love that piece.
Thank
your
you
pieces
so
are worth replaying over and over and over again. That's just what you bring to us, and I thank you for that. My goodness. Diva?
Thank
yes.
You.
You know, I immediately click to the Taylor Dane song, and I love her too.
Oh, do you? Good,
It's Whisper, You Love Me in My Ear. I'm like, what? I mean, the way you, Danielle's right, the way you recite things is like, wow. And I see myself in the arms of someone who loves me. And that's where I belong. So seeing that's where he belongs. And you just seem to hit it right, the nail on the head all the time. And it's wonderful. You have a talent, and it's wonderful. And thank you for that beautiful piece.
So much. I keep saying, like, it's been a long time, but I feel every word. Like, every word, I feel every single word. And it's an amazing thing. I posted something on my Facebook, a song by an artist named Teddy Swims, and I listened to that and the words of his song, and I thought to myself, I want to feel that kind of love again, that kind of feeling that I get when I listen to music that just sends you off into outer space. Like, it just, it's a completely fantastic place to be, and I want to be there again one day. And there's just nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I don't know
what that's for.
Repeating myself, but there's such beauty in true love, you know?
Absolutely.
That is so true.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
I have been in love, but I have never had it reciprocated. But I know if I can give the beauty of true love through myself, I don't know what I'm going to be. I'm going to be just amazed if I can get it reciprocated, and I never give up hope on finding love. So I'm right there with you, Lady. Trust me. And I like Teddy Swims too. Trust me. Taylor Dane. Yes. I love Teddy Swims. Yes, I am a fan. Believe me. But excuse me, Diva. Before we let you skate off and go on over there and join Divine Inspiration in the Temptation Station Lounge, can you let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Well, I'm hoping that we'll be having a show this Friday because things have been so off with the Blog Talk people. But Lisa Lips and I have a show every other Friday. Called The Inkwell, and we want to know what moves your pen. And so Friday nights at 9:00 Eastern Time on Epiphany Radio, come one, come all. And when you call in the number, make sure you press 1 so we know you want to share with us. And it's 319-527-6300.
All right.
Thank you for that. Are you going over there and join Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and Grab yourself something to drink. Sit down. Put your feet up and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Thank you so much. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
Diva, diva, diva. We don't seem to have any more hands up at the moment. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a song. And
I'm
going to do a station identifier, and we can come back in here and grab yourself another piece, because I know they want to hear some more poetry.
I'm ready to go.
You know that I'm the one. You're always taking. Ain't got no time to wait. I knew I wanted you. Thank God now I can show it. All this love is still like you don't deserve from me. Baby, you've been waiting. Here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be present here with you. You present for me. As soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel. I just make love to your soul. Deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed. I'm just happy it came to your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option. You know I got you, baby. You know I love you. I know how to keep you. Cause luxury love, whatever you need. Oh, you way too much. Take as much as you need to. That luxury love, yeah. Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love,
it's just a luxury with me. Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love,
it's just a luxury with you, babe. Yeah. You're shining like the sun. I'm shining with you. You know I like to face it. Getting it up. Your purple water's dripping. I'm drowning, going deep in. So don't you try to save me, baby, cause you need me. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Oh, baby, you've been waiting. Here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be you. Present here with you. You present for me.
Yeah.
Soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel.
Yeah.
I just make love to your soul. Deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed. I'm just happy it came through your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option.
You know I got you.
I know how to keep that luxury love. Whatever you need, oh, you ain't too much. Take as much as you need. That luxury love, that luxury love.
I'll be so spaced out,
doing the most exploits. Shoot to the stars with me. Synergy is so chosen. I need your face down in the pillow. Just go,
let go.
Give me some slow-mo. Yeah, it's over, sure.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio. And you are listening to Divas Talk. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. Diva, we got another caller up in here. It happens to be another one of Epiphany on host, the host of King and Queen's Quarters on Monday nights. We got ourselves a King Atterbury. Hey, King, how you doing tonight? Welcome
to the show.
Hey,
what's up, y'all?
Yeah, it is open mic tonight, but we have a question for you before we get into that. What did you get out? What is it you got out of 2023?
Earth lessons.
Say again?
Mm-hmm.
Earth lessons. Don't ever have a high expectancy on around people, places, and things. You know what I'm saying? Just be who you are and just walk in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Okay.
So, I absolutely agree.
Some people's energies can wear you down, you know what I'm saying? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not in for one bonding with, you know, unrighteous people. So, you know, you got to stay a civilian with the Creator. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, what I'm going to
do. How are you feeling tonight, though?
Good, actually. Pretty good. You know, blog talk is flowing right for the time being. Yeah, I'm good.
For a change.
Absolutely. All right, King. Well, what I'm going to do. I know you brought something for our listening pleasure tonight, so I'm going to stand out of the way, adjust the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, cool. Thank you. This piece is titled Respected. The government, loving it, breakdowns of covenants, hoping for a settlement, evidence, measurement. Swindlers with sales, that's not the way. Who going to take the weight? False promises displayed. Statue of civilians, building open policy. Why even called me? I'm excusing apologies. Pay attention, black man. What happened to us? Some women lack trust. Some women lack truth, so I hold back trust. Our friends expressing love, some hateful and toxic. Drop connections if I feel they're talking out of pocket. My writing ability is humanitarian humility. As much care I have outside of spirit showing empathy. Sympathy, a sympathy, empty out the deep waters. Greatest love of all when she answered after our caller. Licensed to carry God's power under over anything. This is Sergio Atterbury. That's how I used to call King. Peace.
Wait a minute. Go back to that line. What was she said? Licensed to carry God's power. Is that what you said?
Licensed to carry God's power under over anything.
Wow. I like that.
That jumped out at me, too. Yeah, that jumped out at me. I ain't going to front.
Yeah,
you. That was dope.
That right there. That needs to go on a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. I'm about to write that down. I'm trying to tell you. That needs to go on a T-shirt.
Thank you. I'm in my 2024 energy belt, my Sergio Atterbury thing. So, you know, when I pick up on Monica's on and change them up, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different energy on that. So I'm already here.
You know? All right, now.
I know that's right. Yo, that line was dope.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute now.
Ooh, license to carry God. Power.
Yeah, sorry I wasn't proper with it. I just popped out the office and went, you know what I'm saying, so I could call in.
You ain't got to apologize for nothing. You're here. Your presence is appreciated. Believe me, it's all good.
I just want to show support and love for y'all. You know what I mean?
Well, before you skate out of here, can you let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
You already know, Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, King and Queens. You know what I'm saying? We're in the building on Epiphany. You know what I mean? I'll be posting up what the show is going to be about on Monday. You know what I mean? But I could throw everybody a bone, though, or rather spirit of the pen.
Mm. You know, you got some great lines you'll be coming up with.
I'm yeah. telling you.
Yeah.
You know, we're in 2024 one last, so it shouldn't be hard for anybody to, you know what I'm saying, throw something on that, you know what I'm saying? The spirit of your pen, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's who you show who you are.
Right.
No, that's, I'm telling you, I'm stealing these lines from you. You be coming up with some gems, man. They dope. They are dope.
I appreciate that. Hey, everything comes from the creator. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's right. All praise. All praise to the creator. All right, thank you, King. I'm going to let you get on over there to the Temptation Station. Maybe you can grab yourself something to drink real quick. We got a kitchen in there now in the Temptation Station over there in the lounge. So you want to grab something to eat, you know. We got, you know, they cooking up some good stuff. So go on over there and holler at the chef. And, you know, maybe you can sneak over there and grab something real quick and sneak it back into your job.
No
thank you so much for coming through. All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I'm telling you, Diva, he writes at the drop of a hat, can come up with something out of the blue, right whamming in an instant. And I'm like, how do you do that?
he reminds me, you know, he freestyles. And it it's amazing the things he comes up with because I'm telling you, great minds think alike. That line jumped out at me too. I'm like, wait. And then you're like, wait. So I'm like, wait a minute now.
Yeah, powers. I don't know. That's like a nice, decent tattoo. I'll see later on. But we got another caller up in here, Diva. I'm not sure about. I recognize it kind of look familiar, but I don't know. But I'm going to open up this mic anyway and see who we got in here. Hello, caller. Welcome to Diva's Talk. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, how you doing? You all recognize my number?
Listen, I usually have a call. I know who you are now, Arda. I know who you are now. Welcome to Diva's Talk. How you been?
I've been doing fine. How y'all queens been doing? I'm so glad that y'all are together on a show. I think y'all, you know, I feel like, you know, y'all got that chemistry. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's almost like playing spades. You know, you play spades, you know what your partner gonna do. If you play together so long, you know how to play with your partner.
Oh yeah. You be in sync.
You know?
You're absolutely right. So yeah, Diva done saved my butt quite a few times, so, and I appreciate it. So thank you for that, Otto. Appreciate that.
Yeah, y'all work well together.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I believe it's my Diva's turn to ask the question.
All right.
Otto, tell us, what did you experience in 2023 that you're not taking in 2024?
Oh, well, I'm not. I would say disappointment. For my profession as a truck driver, it can be very hard. It can be a dangerous job. Sometimes, you know, you look at the how much money you can make and you don't see it. And getting sent home, you want to, it's almost like you want to make this house your house, but it's like you're renting, but you're not owning the house. You know what I mean? When you own the house, you have more flexibility. Mm-hmm. When you rent the house, it's not ever your house. It's the other person's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Certain guidelines.
That's how truck driving to me.
Okay. I get it. All right, Otto, well, thank you for that. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint. You always got something.
Okay. Oh, thank you. You know what? I'm going to do a freestyle called Speak for My Chest.
The mic is yours.
Speak for my words, because I never sell for less. What I've seen, what I experienced, all the mess, how I had to address. Never sell for anything. What I bring, it's another swing. See, things been complicated in my life, but I spread my knowledge worldwide that I never be denied. Yeah, I cried with tears for all the sad years. See, what I've been through in 2023, with my key in the ignition, I had the ambition to only vision the road that I see, looking at the road in seconds, learning my lessons, more words that I have with confessions. I came to a job, I went home, and I felt like I was just so alone. But my confidence never postponed. See, I got a thinking, and my strength is like stone. Never make me feel like I can accomplish nothing when I felt like I was struggling. You see, I speak from my chest, and everything that I go ahead and pass the test. See, I'm going to go ahead and bring my best. And like I said, the test is beyond. World is like the chemistry, and I'm making my own history. As the knowledge that I see, I speak from my chest. You see, I had to go ahead and have the endurance. My own mind, I had to have the assurance that I would be in a better place. So I made the phone calls, and I took a pause. I asked the questions. How many miles can I get? How many words can I make to be appropriate and going to another associate? What can I do? What do your only expectations expect out of me? I'll need my mind to be free, for I put my key into the ignition. You need me to make wide turns, so I make the turn to go ahead and turn my whole life over. The world is cold, another deep explosion. More time to speak from my chest, so I can make all angles and make that parking spot, so I could drive from one place to another, and I can go ahead and recover. Because the more I speak from my chest, the more I speak from my soul, and the more that I keep on growing, I grow as whole. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, can get us in my land for up and drive.
Well, speak that from your chest. You sound like that you're ready for what's to come, and that you and that any obstacles that you encounter, like you're just gonna call it out and say, "Hey, I see you, but I will step over you. I will make it." So that's what I got out of your piece. And I liked your piece, Otto. So great going.
Thank you, VIP.
I have to agree with my diva. I absolutely have to agree with my diva. I was talking on mute, too, where I was saying something. But I absolutely have to agree with my diva. We will make
thank
it through.
You.
We will
thank
absolutely
you,
make
you.
It through. You stay positive. This is what I'm pushing this year to everybody. Stay positive, man. I'm telling you. Understand that, especially when you get up in the morning and you open your eyes and you take that first conscious breath, that's letting you know you got another day to do what it is that you need to do. Another day to release what happened the day before, the year before. Years before, let it go, and you have something to look forward to for the rest of that day. And you take on that attitude. I'm telling you, it works wonders. I love that piece. You know, I'm a fan anyway. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
Thank
you. I appreciate it. I will say this, you know, if anybody is going to truck driving and they need any type of, you know, information, I'm going to help. You know, holler at me, Larry Shepard. I'm going to help you because it's a tough task. I'm gonna go ahead and speak truth on that. You know what I mean? And you got to really like a song, push it to the limit. You know, you got to push it to the limit. So, you know, I want to bless others the way God has blessed me in my life.
Absolutely. Big on that too, man. I get it. Yeah. You want to give.
Y'all been a blessing to me. You know, I just love calling. I love calling in. And you all are hosting. Y'all been a blessing to me. Y'all always have encouraging words for me, and I appreciate that. You know, it never goes unnoticed.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to send you on over there to Temptation Station. You got Lady A over there.
Oh,
over there. You got Divine Inspiration over there. Go on over there and join them and grab yourself something to drink. Don't be sneak. Now, listen, I don't want Patty to talk no more. Don't be trying to sneak no liquor up in my spot.
You know, look, I'm not in no truck right now, so I'm trying to get my truck going. I'm not in no truck. You know, truck driving don't start for me until next week. So I'm trying to get all the truck I can before I have to put that key in the ignition, you know.
Just don't be sneaking up in there. You're going to get me shut down. All right, Autumn, thank you very much. You enjoy the rest of the night.
Y'all welcome.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
All right, Diva. It's about time we do another station identifier. We'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Diva's Talk, and this is Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that one. Diva, we got a treat. This amazing, beautiful, the things that come from this beautiful-minded individual. I'm such a fan. I am such a fan. We got ourselves another one of Epiphany's own, the host of, what's that show?
The Get Man.
Did it again. He's going to get me. I'm scared to open his mic now, Diva. Scared to open his mic.
No. No way. I got you back, Diva.
All right. You're going to take the heat for me.
I got you. Let him in.
All right. Don't let him get me too bad. We got J. Rob the White.
Hey, J-Rod. How are you?
Welcome. Welcome.
Good evening, I guess.
Don't get me too bad. It's a thing tonight with me.
Wow.
It's a thing tonight. It's not personal.
Wow.
Please don't.
It's not a thing with me, though. I remember.
Thank God you're here, Diva.
Wow.
Thank God. I know a couple of folks ain't going to let me live it down, but y'all going to leave me alone.
So how are you tonight, J-Rod?
First and foremost, ladies, Happy New Year. And it's dope to hear your voices. It's been a long time since I've heard y'all.
Yes.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh,
and looking forward to hearing a lot more of you. Ms. VIP, welcome back. It's good to hear your voice, beloved.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
To your partner, good evening.
Oh, no. Happy
New Year to you, too.
I'm going to take what you dish. I deserve it.
Happy New Year to the beautiful dreadlock queen, known as La Pearl.
Listen, so happy to hear your voice again. Oh, my goodness.
In the words of Rakim, it's been a long time.
Yes. Yes, it has. My goodness. And it's just so delightful to hear your voice. And I have to say.
Is that right?
Can I finish for a second? Yes. Your poetry, your continued love series is just absolutely incredible. It is amazing.
I'm going to second that.
I'm trying to tell you, I so look forward to the next piece and the next piece and the next piece. It's so beautiful. I'm completely enthralled when I am listening and I'm reading. I actually have to mute the music in order to absorb the words because it can be a little overwhelming dealing with the music. It takes me there. I'm just telling you. It, for those of us women that live alone, it can take you somewhere. So you got to take it piece by piece. You know what I'm saying? You can't take it all together at once.
Wow.
Have you a little over the top. And then I turn the music back on, I unmute it, and then I read it again. That's how I have to absorb it. It's amazing. It really is, and I love it. And I hope you never discontinue that part of you. That is it.
No.
That's all I want to
say. I'm always going to write something with respect to Black love. And just to give the audience something to I was listening to Malcolm X, and something that he said hit me again when he said the most disrespected woman in America is the Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard Roland Martin talk to a lady about healthcare in America. And she said, if you can't be pro-choice if you don't talk about how disproportionately Black women suffer in hospitals, giving birth, and the mortality rate. And how Black women are some of the most educated, but they're being treated still unfairly. And I'm listening to a lot of poets, and everyone's talking about fuck it. A lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people talk about fuck it. Even in a lot of music, there's nothing leading up to the act. It's like watching porn from back in the day. You know, the girl answers her door in a negligee because the plumber just happens to show up. And it just bothered me. And I'm like, no one ever talks about courting. Hardly anybody's talking about the act that leads into the first date where she's thinking about him and he's focused on her. So a lot of what you've gotten in these last 2 months between the Black Love poetry series and this recent piece that just ended, which was the Love Jones poetry series. This is what that whole thing is. So I'm taking slow jams
and writing around slow jams. And I'm giving people snippets of longer pieces, but I want them to be pieces that hit home to a large degree. So I remember what it was like to be at a party, and as soon as the slow jams hit, dudes are scrambling to find a woman to dance with. Or, you know, getting turned down, and a woman's like, you know, you're like, can I have this dance? And she's like, maybe next time I don't slow dance. And it's the whole tongue-in-cheek that we all go through. But no one talks about slow dancing. And a lot of artists are making good music, but you gotta really dig to find an artist that can write some really good slow jams. And not slow jams to you know, complain about being in love. Slow jams that make you like, yo, remember where we was when we did this and this song was playing? Remember what it was when we were holding hands and we were listening and I shared my earbuds with you and we was listening to this slow jam and we was walking through the park?
Right.
Remember what it was like and your next door and they was blasting this slow jam when we made out at your front door before I went home for the night? You talking about moments, and moments create memories, and that's what I want some of this to do. I appreciate the fact that you ladies have enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy some of the other stuff. But I got to dive into some consciousness every so often because...
Oh, absolutely.
I got, you know, it's funny, though. I've gotten such a fan base from the love stuff when I when I drop a couple of lines of consciousness or even a lot of stuff that I was going through last year because the pain was so real. With all the deaths that I've had in my family, folks really wasn't feeling those pieces, which is okay because I got to get them out. So hopefully people will enjoy the next few moments of of work, and then I'm going back to recording some pieces. And with the help of my brother Van, y'all are going to hear a couple of pieces, both in English and in French. And with some of my other poetic friends, you'll hear some other dialects of some of the same poetry. So we're going to take it up a notch, and you're going to be, I hope and pray y'all are impressed with the material. So thank you for enjoying my little cup of tea when it came to these series. So thank you both.
Thank you for everything and every part of yourself that you give to us. There would never be a disappointment in you.
Absolutely.
We will always look forward to it. We will always expect it. Okay? And you will always be appreciated. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Now.
And please feel free to share. Turn.
Oh, I share all the time. I always share. But trust me, honey. I'll be like, they got to hear this. I'm there all the time.
There you go.
Okay, you ain't never got to worry about me with that. I'm trying to tell you. It's too beautiful. It's too good to keep to myself.
You did not share.
You ain't got nothing to worry about on that end. But J-Rob, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
Since we're back in the love zone,
uh-oh.
Got something that we're going to call Poetry in Motion.
Okay.
I'm going to do this one a little bit slower so I can tap into your emotion while we're in motion.
All right. Mic is yours.
You realize without uttering a word, she was my best poetry. She walked poetry. She walked poetry. Her pheromones reeked of poetry. Her eyelashes blinked in poetry. Her perfectly manicured toes and high heels was poetry. Her voice was poetry. Her smile is poetry. Her neck tasted like poetry. She kissed me, and her tongue dripped liquid poetry that I had to suck off, swallow so that I can spit poetry. I played in her hair and every strand was poetry. She slow danced to a slow jam of poetry with me. Her baby, I love you whispers. Well, that was poetry. Her teeth grinding, eyes shut, orgasms that created shivers down spines was poetry. She came so hard that she cried in my arms during her body shivering crescendo, and every tear that she shed while she shivered was poetry. Poetry, watching her sleep. Even her dreams were poetry, because she was dreaming about us when she was in my arms, shivering in delight. And I swear we, when she's like that and we, and she's like that and we, and she's like that and we are some of the best poetry ever written. And every day that she puts her tongue back in my mouth, it's some of the best poetry that I've ever spit. And I can't wait for the next poetic chapter to go after the dream that I'm after. And I just want her to be my happily ever after. And that happily ever after is going to be poetry. I hold her in my arms tight because I don't want to let her go, because I'm in love with poetry. Because unlike a whole lot of people, I know what poetry looks like. I know what poetry smells like. I know what poetry feels like. And I know what poetry tastes like. I want to grab the ass of poetry and bring her closer and ask her to tell me something sweet. And even that'll sound like poetry. And I want to forget the names of anybody I've ever dated before her, because nobody's coming after her. When she leaves the stage, the stage is empty because the crowd just heard poetry. And I can't wait to tell poetry how much I love her again. If I don't do nothing else in this world, I swear before God, I love. I'll call you later. My name is J. Rob, the Wise Son. And this has been another chapter in A Deeper Shade of Soul. I'll see you soon. Paul.
Baby. Well, let me talk. Yeah, Diva, go ahead. You go. You first. Go ahead.
Damn. I'm too busy. I'm sort of busy swooning. Okay. But when she puts her tongue in my mouth, and all I can spit out is poetry. Ooh-wee. Wow. But, you know, I think I've been a fan since day one when I heard you. So this time is no different. Your poetry is beautiful. It's sensuous. And Lord have mercy. Now that's all I'm going to say, Diva.
Let me tell you something. J-Rob. You have, you know, it's magic. When you put pen to paper, oh, my God, this piece is just so much I want to say and so much I can't get out. All right, let me pull myself together. This is absolutely beautiful. To speak of poetry in that way, put it in the feminine aspect, it's absolutely amazing. It's beautiful. It's soothing. It makes you feel safe listening to you spit this. Really, it puts your emotions in a safe space where you can comfortably just lay back and listen. I can listen to your pieces over and over again. But this piece right here, being though we are all poets, we are all sapiosexuals, this piece right here it has done something for me tonight, is to hear you continue to repeat about poetry and put it in, like I said, the feminine aspect. Oh, God. You got me swooning over here. I'm trying to sit still. Okay. I don't know if y'all understand, you know, about being in a safe space with your emotions, but I can't sit still either. It makes me not nervous. It makes me kind of anxious to, all right, this is not the erotic love zone where I'm behave. But you are so gifted. Everybody here is very gifted, but it's the uniqueness that is given to us that makes the difference.
Mm.
And then your voice, your flow, you have a particular way of projecting your energy through your words on us. It's powerful. You don't push it to the point where it's like it jumps out at you, but at the same time it grabs a hold of your soul. Damn. Oh, you. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. I loved it. I did. I loved it. Thank you.
Can I, Diva? You're a little discombobulated. Is that right? And swooning.
I'm swooning.
Yeah. I understand. So you know what? We're going to send J-Rob as soon as he tells us what he's got going on in the Epiphany Universe. But then we're going to kick him over to the Temptation Lab because he got to go away, make everybody swoon.
What you do is a pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, join myself, J-Rob, the wise son. Wise meaning wise words being spoken in rhythmic tones. Join me and my man, my brother, that legendary cat that I tell who I love as if my mother gave birth to him, Van Meadow. Join us tomorrow night for the very first Get Down of 2024. You will not be disappointed. It's all about the poetry, baby. Welcome to the Get Down. It's Van Meadows, J. Rob, the wise son, Epiphany Radio. The universe is watching. And all God said in the beginning was, get to it. Let's get to it. I'll see you tomorrow night on the Get Down, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the Epiphany Radio Universe Network, sponsored by Raw Legs. Talk to you soon.
Love it. I love it. All right. Thank you so much. Going over there, Temptation Station. Got a crew up in there waiting for you to come and join them. Grab yourself. Oh, and we have a box of the finest cigars waiting over there for you. You just grab yourself one.
Girl. Hush my mouth and call me Cornton. That's what I'm talking.
I
can't even finish saying what I'm saying. Go on over there, grab yourself a seat. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby. One night.
Bye, y'all.
One love, one night.
I love it. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I love it. Diva, this next artist on the mic is none other than C34 Music, y'all.
The worst name.
Oh, hey, C-Double, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
Were you trying to make me sound like C-3PO or something like that? What's going on with that?
I was trying to get past what J-Rob said, and I was trying to announce you at the same time. I would never do that to you. You and C-3PO are two total different entities. Trust me.
I don't look like Sheldon on Big Bang Theory. What you doing?
trust me, I am a Star Wars boss. Believe me, I would never confuse the two. Never.
All right.
How are you doing tonight?
How are both of you ladies?
We're good. Yeah. We're good. Mm-hmm. Good. I gotta
I'm
ask
good.
Mm-hmm.
Please ask the question.
Oh, well, go ahead and finish what you were saying, and then I can ask a question.
You know, my thoughts were when I first heard the show earlier,
mm-hmm.
you do have an Angela Beaufield type of style in your poetry. I just want to let you know that. And I dug the Forgive poem by you, Miss VIP. I'm
okay.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New mm-hmm. Year. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for that. Appreciate it. I do.
Yes.
Now, the question is, what did you get from 2023 that you are not going to bring in 2024?
I got almost a tornado. Let's put it like that. The tornado almost came my way, but it skipped. So I got to know that God has got this household and the people around it. So he is the blessing. That's what I got.
Hallelujah. I hear you.
All right.
Awesome. Well, C-Double, what did you
yes.
bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
I got a girl dad piece that I did about 3 years ago, but I'm going to bring it back right now. It's called Memoir of Being a Dad.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I always wanted to be a dad, even if the way I did it didn't go with God's plan. Marrying someone who he said no to, but I'm not here to blame her for the choice I made. She had a son who I made my own, tried to adopt him, but his absentee biological blocked that. During my marriage, disrespect I felt was constant. Trying to please her above God was my problem. I was 1 foot out the door living like the husband in Proverbs. You know, living on the corner of a roof rather than deal with someone quarrelsome. She said she wanted a baby, figuring that would solve our problems. Once again, I went against God when he said, not right now. And we brought a beautiful daughter in. Holding her in my arms, I didn't believe she was so calm, comfortable, peacefully bonding with me. She cried when I handed her to her mom. I wanted the marriage to work, but the continuation of disrespectful words, my personal vow to myself was if I ever had to lay a hand on a woman, I would have to leave and never return. Love endures. Love is not angry. Love's patient and kind, and I felt like a failure, damaged. Less of a man instead of more than a conqueror. I was an every other weekend dad who did more than pay child support. Taught my son music, taught my daughter benefits of hard work, how to show love, power in a sound mind, and no weapons formed prospers. If I provoked them to anger, forgive me, Father, I'm sorry. And I understand I was real wrong to place my daughter on your throne. They're grown now, and it hurts because my daughter treats me persona non grata. He has so many options to reach out to me as I provided this journey to be received in my open arms. But she faithfully stayed in separate ways, being all right without me. I admitted my faults and taken responsibility for acting too cautiously. They're now in God's hand, and I'm still a dad, believing that my prodigals will probably come back. When they do, I'll be ready as if they never left me, making beats and drinking pretend tea again, being a dad. I have no regrets here. That's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You don't change. You allow your children the space for their changes. Man, I love that. I do. You never disappoint, C-Double.
Thank you.
Man, oh man. Ladies and gentlemen, my diva's call has dropped, but she'll be back. She'll be back. Come on back in here, diva. As you know how it is. Speaking of getting in here, you have approximately 4 minutes, really 3.5 minutes to get up in here. I'm going to give you all the dial-in number. It is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. Come on in here before 11 o'clock for a Blog Talk Lady shut you down. Okay?
True.
Welcome back, dude. Welcome
True.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, you know, right quick, I love that piece from C-Double. It's a little reflective of a couple of relationships that I know of. And it's really hard when, you know, you love someone just that much and there's issues. But, you know, I'm just going to keep on praying on that one. But that was a very, very good piece. I loved it. And kind of hit home a couple of times, but you know how it goes, and I'm good.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I still struggle with it, but, you know, I'm learning. Sometimes you got to brush the dust off your shoulders and keep it moving. You can't keep looking back. You can't keep looking back, even though, yeah, and you can't keep beating up yourself. So I'm still a dad, and that's how that's going to be.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Oh, man.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, C-Double. Appreciate that. Oh, man. Y'all just doing it for us. This is our first show in 2024, man, and you're just coming through with the fire, each and every one of you, and we truly appreciate it. So I'm going to go on and let you go on over there to the Temptation Station with the rest of the crew that's over there. Thank you for coming through. Appreciate
you.
Thank
you.
One love,
one mic.
One love, one mic. Happy 2024. Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Awesome, awesome. Diva, this next artist up on the mic is another one of Epiphany's own. We got half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good. Happy New Year and all that good stuff to you.
All of that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Man, I've been enjoying the show, what I've been hearing of it. It sounds like y'all back in the full swing, like ain't nothing stopped or ain't nothing paused or nothing.
I know that's right.
We got to be.
I know that's right. Thank you so much. All right, well, I don't know if it's my turn to ask you the question or my diva's turn, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. What did you get from 2023 that you will not bring into 2024?
Fear. Dealt with my fair share of that last year, trying to balance. Trying to balance folks and the rest of that, always worrying about getting it wrong. I started towards the end of this last quarter of rectifying that, of sitting more in the pocket and not having to feel so reactionary.
Okay.
So I'm leaving behind fear.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Okay. All right. Well, Jay, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because I know you didn't forget. You never disappoint.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't written in a minute.
All right. It's open mic. Bring us what you got.
All right. All right. All right. I think that not only that the – wait a minute. There's a pervasive problem of biased violence in our theaters. I think not only black people, but all people have an aversion against the real heart searching in the urban cinemas through the detergent of the silver screen. Now, I'm not saying two people in love has been all bad since Romeo and Juliet, but the topic has definitely been beat to death. The story of how he never left, or the man that goes away in death, or she gave everything, including herself. Just two young folks against all the odds. There has to be more. I want to see a movie about the love of peoples. Not because of Catastro, a villain that is Dick Dastard. I want to see the movies about the people they love. About people they love when they live everyday lives and they look to be neighbors. With no hierarchy, no class distinction, or wealth inequality. Listen, I propose a movie of epic beauty, of where all men are brothers and all women are our sisters and we treat them accordingly. A place where all the children are our children and every adult is a trustworthy shepherd. A movie of how money is meaningless and being penniless is a figment, not based on pigment. If ever this movie gets the green light, this is the movie that will not cost any money. And this is a movie we all can star in. Poem. I hadn't read that in a minute. I had some little whoopie-doos in there for me.
Nice. Regardless of how long it's been, poetry is timeless. Because what is old and repeated to you is always new to someone else. It was new to me because I never heard it before, and it was still beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that.
Thank you. I forgot about some of those terms were in there.
It's all right. It's all right.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Before we let you skate off into the Temptation Station, you know, it's a lot of folks up in there. It's getting crowded up in there like a club. It's all right,
though.
That's a good
thing.
Yes, it is. Can you tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, me and Gina Stone are going to be back at the helm again. We're going to have to see if we're going to go ahead and do another interview. We're going to go ahead and spin some tracks. We got some fresh tracks, but some people I don't want to be name dropping, like Rare Epiphany and all that type of stuff.
Ooh.
I got three tracks from her. She donated to the cause. There's a few other people out there. I got to go ahead and look back at it, but it's been a minute. But they're ready to go. Just come there next Saturday. We'll be there. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
All right, Jay. Thank you so much. Head on over there to the Temptation Station. One love, one mic.
Y'all take care.
One mic.
All right, Diva. Oh, we got another treat coming through. Everybody treating us tonight. We thank you for coming through.
I love it.
We feel missed. So thank you. We got ourselves a Jay Walker.
Jay, welcome to
Diva's
Talk. How you doing?
I'm good. I've been in the shadows messing with J-Rob, so I don't know why he got on here and started talking about poetry. I don't understand why he's on my ticket. You know, she smelled like poetry. You know, so I've been clowning my friend, but he really did do his thing, but we're not going to talk about chicken and turkey to start the night, so we just going to have a little fun.
That's all right. That's all right. And Happy New Year to you and all that good stuff that comes with it.
Right. Happy Thanks New Year. How y'all doing?
Good. So, Diva, you want to ask Jay the question?
Absolutely. The world-renowned Mr. Jay Walk. What did you go through in 2023 that you're not taking into 2024?
That's a loaded question. Let me dwell on this. And it's crazy because I've heard y'all ask other poets this, and I didn't even think about it then. I would say probably – not necessarily the drama, but the stress. You know, life can really weigh you down, and if you allow it to kill you, it will. You know, so you just, man, you just take it one day at a time, and just, I mean, not worry about things you have no control over. And that's it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Man, thank you for being here. Now, Mr. Walker.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you are another one who does not disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Let's find out. The mic is yours.
Visions of her is the catalyst behind these words I utter. Sensual as burnt umber, mirrors worship her. The sweet and warmness of her soul I thirst for. Shots of espresso as I express my desires to be more. More than just a remnant. She is the one that heaven sent. I want to explore her DNA and kiss her karma undertones with a splash of grenadine. Euphoria is the state I'm in. I have chocolate dreams of her chocolate drip on Sundays, to swim in her river of honey. Ambient thoughts of calling her home one day. Her shine is where the sun gets its smile from. Her body is built like a love song. And I'm in love with her. Beautiful brown tone. That's that piece.
Ooh.
Mm.
Oh, don't come up in here and just make love to our ears through his poetry. Ooh.
All right.
Damn, that was hot. Okay. I love that piece, yo. You know, Jay, I am a fan of your work.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, I'm trying to keep myself together here. But I you have to excuse me, they put things in chat. That was absolutely beautiful. You know, oh my God, Diva, you take over.
Well, first of all, you're in love with her. Did you say caramel tones or chocolate tones?
I said her. What was it? I said I wanted to explore her caramel undertones with a splash of grenadine.
Help me, love.
Euphoria is the state I'm in.
Oh, heaven. Yes, grenadine is a sweetener for your drink, and she already sounds like she's super sweet, and you just gonna add a little bit more sweetness to the sweetness. That was beautiful, Jay. Thank you. And
it really
I ain't gonna put you on the spot, but I'm gonna leave that alone. All right. I'm gonna let you know that I am expecting something. I'm excited now.
You are absolutely right. I did tell you this. So, man, I'm gonna work that out because you spit on that one. So I was like, oh, I got to. This deserve. You know, sometimes I hear things or I read things and some things need a rebuttal. And that definitely needed a male's response. And I'm thankful that a lot of people have been allowing me to, you know, add on if I'm inspired by their piece and they allow me to express myself with just a few words from their piece, and we see where it goes.
Well, the door is open, so thank you. Come on through.
Hey, man, yeah, I'm inspired by all of you guys, man. I just, like I said, I'm probably one of the, I won't say newest at this, but, you know, I haven't been writing longer than 4 to 5 years. So, you know, I'm still growing when it comes to putting words together and expressing myself. And, you know, I know we don't talk about R. Kelly, but he had a piece where he said he just wants to bring love songs back to the radio, and I just want to bring love back to poetry.
That's what's up. You know, anybody can write, but not everybody is a poet. So that's,
right.
I respect that. I absolutely respect that. And you are definitely, it don't matter when you started, how much experience you have. If you got it, you just got it. And you definitely have it. So thank you for coming through, Jay. Appreciate you. Don't be a stranger. And I'm going to send you on over there to the Temptation Station. The whole crew will be pissing me up in there. You know, grab yourself a drink, get back, take the socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Hey, one love,
one
mic.
One love, one
mic. Ooh, Diva, Lord. That man. All right. We got our next artist on the mic is another one of Epiphany's own. And this is the second co-host, or second half of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves a Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing? Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, all that good stuff to come with it.
Welcome, Diva.
Oh, Gina, are you mutating?
Why not take myself off mute, too? Happy Wednesday.
Yes.
Let me reconnect my Bluetooth.
Okay.
1 second, y'all, because my earbuds disconnected when I picked my phone up off the charger. Let me find out my phone is bougie. 1 second, ladies.
Did we come on? Yeah, we
can
hear you.
Can y'all hear me? All right, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, technology is such a pain in my behind. So, happy Wednesday to start. Happy New Year, secondly.
Thank you.
Happy, happy, joy, joy always. Let's just do that.
Absolutely.
And, oh, my goodness, the poetry up in this piece?
Yes.
I wasn't ready. Yes. Jay Walker got me pregnant, and my grandson, he knew he owed my grandson an apology. I promised my 7-year-old grandson that I didn't need birth control because he was my baby. And I heard Jay Walker got pregnant. So he owes my grandson an apology. But outside of that, I'm here with you beautiful divas and so happy to be so celebrate coming into this new year. I'm like, you just did it all kinds of like, you know, it's like just a little something I want to drop on you.
Absolutely.
I'm pregnant.
Absolutely.
So that's all I got.
Well, let me ask you the question.
You
kind of
just walked away unharmed. I, however, am pregnant.
All right. What did you
when you see me on Monday, you're going to know.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
You are the father. Lord, have mercy.
Sorry.
All right.
Yes.
That's okay. It's okay. I have to ask you the question. What did you get from 2023 that you refused to bring into 2024?
In 2023, I realized that just because people call themselves your friend, or just because they're related to you by DNA, or just because you're connected in some way, you know, work, finances, poetry, community, whatever, neighbors, those aren't your people. So in 2024, my circle is going to be smaller, tighter, stronger, and better. Because I know who loves me, I know who prays for me. I know who prays on me. I know who try to take advantages, who are not willing to defend itself. I know the people who try to sabotage myself, my character, my good name, and my well-being. So with that being said, I don't need any other lessons. I've learned them all. In this new year, I'm shrinking my circle, y'all. I mean, obviously, you still in it because I'm here, but you know what I'm saying. Like, we cannot be connected to everyone who came along the way with us because some of them were just a season or a reason, but not a lifetime. I'm holding on to people that's holding on to me, and that's it. You either got to let go.
Right.
You either love me or you don't. There's no gray area, and I ain't asking no further questions. If last year didn't show me, then I'll never know.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. I hear that loud and clear. All right, Ms. Storm, thank you for that. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
So, this is refreshing. I wrote this recently. I can't tell you what day. We try to pull it up. Maybe I can find out what day that was. It was recently, though, like in the last week. I was thinking about when y'all came back because I was like, oh, yeah, it's always been, like, something that was, you know, loving and beautiful or inspirational or sensual. So this is the only thing that I've written recently that put me in that headspace. Oh, nah. I wrote this on the 23rd of December, so that was. I also turned 54 that day, so apparently this is my birthday piece.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I tired of cutting. I'm slow dancing. Taking my time. The intimacy will be epic, and I won't regret it. See, I learned the steps the way the shy sound peppers do in the name of love, you know, that R. Kelly flow. My instructor was better than good, taught by my departed daddy, allowing me to stand on his feet. I'll continuously be a daddy girl, although he left this world. I'm confident that my final partner will be approved of. I vote him, my amazing stepfather, my grandfather, Brooke, who've all passed away. The lesser men who were joy crooks, charlatans, liars, cheaters, thieves. I will dance with my intended and last husband. God will dance with me until he blesses my love to cut in. So I'll patiently wait. And this thing has been prayed for, not just me, but everybody in my circle. And in God's time and with his will, it'll be lasting and for real. Indeed.
Thank God.
Oh, and happy anniversary, Mrs. VIP, because I know you just had a big anniversary, and I was like,
yes.
I need an anniversary in my life.
You'll have it. Be patient. It's coming. I'm manifesting the relationship that people want. For everybody, I'm being a cheerleader for all of that good energy for everybody. That piece was beautiful, Gina.
Look,
I love
it
to
like hear thank you, Diva. The way I see it is, I have been trying to find my own dance partner. I was doing it wrong.
Okay. You just remain open. That is all. Just remain open. And whatever it is that you deserve, all the good that the universe has for you is going to come to you. It's going to find you. You just remain open to receiving it when it gets there. That's all. And I love that piece. I really do. Thank you so much for that.
Look, I love New Year's because I feel like I get a chance to do it all over again. This is page 3 of the next 366 days of my life. So let's go.
I hear that. I hear that. Mm-hmm. All right, Ms. Form, before we send you over there, your partner's over there, and everybody from Epiphany is over there.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You know, great atmosphere, good energy. But can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Epiphany Radio Universe, we're not on every Saturday. We're on every other Saturday. So our next outing for the network will be, I look at my calendar, girl. I can't count on my brain. So we were just on. We won't be on again till 22, Saturday, 13th. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 13th, you can catch just Andrew. And if we don't have an interviewee lined up, because we do, we have somebody, but we're not sure if it's going to work out, and we're just going to allow it, we're still going to be PJs, or we're poetry jockeys, and the poems that we spin are going to be in lieu of songs. So if you'd like to be in the rotation, send an MP3 to Just Jay and Gina Show at Gmail, or either to Just Jay himself personally, or at I Am Gina Storm, all lowercase, one word, at Gmail, and we'll be happy to put you in the rotation. We do that as well as open mic, and we just want y'all to know that we feel like poetry should be as relevant as music is, and we are spin doctors to make it possible. So if you'd like to hear yourself on the air, come through and we'll see you there.
No, that's right. All right, thank you, Gina. I'm going to send you on over there to the Temptation Station. Go on in there with the rest of the crew. Have yourself a great night. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Well, I won, Mike. Look, I got on my slippers. Let's go.
Mike. All right. Nice, nice. Diva. Can you believe we're getting ready to close the show out? And I can't think of a better way or a better artist to close the show out with Gwen C, my diva. Hey, Gwen C, Happy New Year.
Hey.
Welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing?
Happy New Year. Happy motherfucking New Year.
Oh,
how y'all doing?
Good.
I'm so glad I was here for all this. Thank you for sending me the reminder.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you got it and you are here. Girl, you know we're a fan of yours. Trust me. You go eat, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, this was really good. I loved it. You know, I just need to say I was so glad I got to hear everybody. I'm just thank you for sending me the reminder because I had planned on logging in, and I know me, I get to doing stuff and then I'll forget and come at like 10 o'clock. But thanks to you, I think I got on by 9:30, and I appreciate you for that.
Oh, appreciate you for coming through, and you're welcome. Yes, yes. My diva has a question for you. So.
Okay, Gwen C.
Hey.
What did you experience in 2023 that you're not taking into 2024?
So, look, I got a whole answer because, you know, I'm so late pushing the button, as always. And I actually have a legitimate answer this time, and I'm so proud of myself for that.
All right.
I would echo some of the things, same things everybody said, like prioritizing my well-being, which I've been trying to do for years. But, you know, kind of those things, and striving for calmness. Like, I need to strive for calmness. But the real low-down, dirty answer is, in 2023, and I don't expect anyone to have noticed this, but I rejected my poetry. I didn't prioritize my poetry. I didn't prioritize who I've been since 34 years. I hid. And, for example, I know Epiphany has 100 of shows per year, and I think I shared 16 times because I track it because I try not to give y'all too many duplicates. And I did the same thing with in-person events. I limited myself like a mug. And I was being selective is what I called it. But the truth is I wasn't being selective. I was shrinking because I let others make me feel like my poetry was unworthy. And so because I didn't look a certain way or, you know, didn't look a certain way on stage or whatever, I started to feel like I was less. And so the hardest part was when someone like Just Jay or Gina would want to be inclusive of me, I had to force myself. And those are safe spaces for me. And I would still feel like I was forcing myself. And so I'm not going to do that this year. I'm going to do poems. I'm going to poem like a mother. I'm not trying not to cuss, but I'm really going to poem this year. Like, I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to shrink, because how do I look running around hashtag inclusion, not exclusion, and see the work? Right. And then I'm preaching that and doing the exact opposite to myself. So that's not going to happen this year. And I'm so glad I'm at the end so I could think about that.
All I can say is you can do it and make it do what it do, baby. Yeah, you got this. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
We are looking forward to more of you. As always, we are fans of yours, girl. I'm trying to tell you, because you bring it. You bring that fire stick every single time. You have never disappointed. Not once. I'm telling you,
absolutely.
I get excited when I see your name. I'm like, oh, she don't listen. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, darling.
Okay. So, and you could never disappoint anyway. I understand what you're saying, because we are our own worst critics. We can't nobody be harder on us than ourselves, okay? Because don't nobody know us like we know ourselves. So, but trust me, to people that are on the outside looking in or just watching you, what you give to us is amazing. And you may not see it, but you could repeat and spit the same piece 1,000 times and it would still be appreciated in several different ways. So you just make it do what it do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got to say about that right there. Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I brought a piece called When I See, and I will tell you, I'm pretty sure I performed it once out of my 16 times of showing up, so I'm kind of happy to share it, I think.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. When I see love, I actually see gray gravel knee scrapes, burnt hands from radiator of van, the flip side offering palms full of dreams. When I see gold, I actually see tarnish, images of a fairy tale wedding that was never desired, but after torrential pour, crossing a moat sounds best. Give me the castle, not the slipper, because I'm tired of slipping. When I see blue bonnets, I actually see purple smears on sheets, scathing lines through an underlying issue never addressed, sweeps under a purple paisley duvet, and my ink dripping until it dries the secret out to fade. When I see ivory, I actually see goosebumps on my 5-year-old arms as a reaction to Martin Luther King's words in my first grade class. I see little pink squares approving my daily tardy arrival at Rosenberg after walking 8 blocks down Ball Street. When I see shadow, I actually see unselfish, a darkness, my lighthouse, my best friend who never leaves because I am worthy. Feet that love my songs of ambition, dance me into moves I make even when depression wants me to throw in the towel or drown. When I smell roses, I think of toothache, the never-ending, unshrinking kind, because alertness requires me to tiptoe around by reducing myself. I uplift like coffee, get tossed like grounds. When I smell vanilla, I think of death, Bible pages telling us leave thy father and thy mother, assuming we had both, go into union. When I smell eggplant, I think of a clean kitchen, family's mental health, father a leader, cooking amongst white walls and an island full of not-so-white teeth. When I smell sulfur 8, I think of wave caps and berets, how I always want to march but not in parades, and what it feels like to know Huey P. likely wouldn't have loved me back. I see the fight that's always been in me, even when unwanted. I can't stop trying to be an ally like she was to Rocky, yo, Adrian. When I smell breath of sarcasm, I think of being stuck in my ring, round and round, circles never tongue-tied, a vocal penny pincher, because I don't want to buy. I want to go to Dubai, but only after giving more than I have. When I touch skin, I think I feel lonesomeness smothering me, gray ash made from black and white replays of gruesome CSI episodes. When I touch anything to my left, I think I feel betrayal, wishing I could have got left or he got right and gave a single damn that I've been worried since I was 3. When I touch cotton, I think I feel baby blankets, but I really feel like failure, a loving mother so hard, so tired, it's hard to teach them to dream. When I touch cash, I think I feel freedom and poverty, conflicted that wealth be bottled for consumption, teeter-tottering ideas pushing them up to be let down. When I touch sand or shell or sea salt, I think I feel all emotion or none, like riding a seesaw. When I hear I love you, I really hear hate yourself some more. You stayed with me or you took me back merry-go-round. When I hear wedding bells, I really hear sirens. Glass shatters as soft as waves crash. 1982 sending Hurricane Alicia. I wish our toxicity end with my schlob was three. When I hear a breeze, tree leaves rattle, sounds of rain, I really hear my flaws as mother swaying back and forth. Licked thoughts, whispers of you ain't enough. When I hear police dispatch, I really hear concern and mother's heartbreak, gunshots ringing, silencing a black breath or black baby breath because the world won't give them roses. When I hear Bootsy Collins, I really hear myself singing to my soul, I'd rather be with you. And secret wishes to overcome tasks, to take my strength back because I need my flowers too. When I taste red Kool-Aid, it reminds me of him. Louisiana voodoo, regretfully, no devil worship intended, and how my pores are infected with tears for him. When I taste rage, it reminds me of a lifetime wasted, poetic prize of bars to open heart cell only to seek validation, lost tributes because even on honeymoon there was red flags. When I taste the fruit of my labor, it reminds me of relentless dedication to the wrong one, guilt. Hiding in my taste buds for not perfecting the recipe of motherhood, and them knowing I love them from the deepest part of my core. When I taste my grandmother's cabbage, my attempt at good luck, it reminds me of disparity. Even though I often suffer, there's no system working against me. I wish my activist self really knew how hard it would be for them once they were no longer in my womb. When I taste fish and fries, it reminds me of domestic violence, adolescent scars turning 35 years old, homegirls that fought for me, and an island that told ocean to swallow us, then spit us into the world to be phenomenal women, and that we are. In peace.
Yo!
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
See what I'm talking
right now,
about?
I do. And you will never, ever, ever, ever not be good. You are awesome, my girl. You are awesome. I'm sometimes speechless. Like tonight, I mean, there were just so many things. And then when I try to concentrate on another line, damn if you ain't come up with another one and another one. And I'm thinking, oh, come on. But
thank you.
I'm amazing. I can't say it enough. I'm trying to tell you. You come in, hi ladies, and all of a sudden, bam! And
guilty.
Yeah. Hey, look, that's all right because it's the perfect ending to our show. And when you come in, anytime you come in, it's just phenomenal. Thank you so much, Gwen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. My sentiments exactly. You, girl, you set the stage, not just the mic burns up, you set the whole stage on fire. Every single time you come through and you wonder why we get excited when we know you're getting ready to get on the mic. Girl, and the ending to that piece, wait a minute, let me go back. It's like my diva said, you can't hold on to one particular line or stanza because you bring greatness after greatness after greatness with each line that you bring. And I'm like, damn, I can't even retain what it is you just said because the next line just hits me like that's the line right there. And then you come again. You're still going. And I'm like, you know what? The whole piece is just fire shit. I just got to give it to for the whole damn piece because I can't just focus on one particular line. You've got this flow that is so fly. You have to excuse me. I'm old school, okay? So I use terms like that, fly, decent.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Okay,
right.
Look, man, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. I'm damn. Girl, thank you.
Thank you both. This was an excellent show, and I'm happy to be part of it. I appreciate y'all, as always.
Oh, we appreciate you so much. And I'm going to send you on over there. Go on in there, holler at the crew. They still in there partying. I hear glasses clinking, and I see a little bit of cigar smoke seeping from the top of the door. Oh, man, grab yourself something to drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all. Peace, love, be the worst.
Thank you. Ooh, girl, this was a diva, diva, diva. This was a show for show. This is an amazing start to the new year for us to come back in here. Even though Blog Talk tried to keep us down, you know, because keep us there. Can't keep us there. This was awesome. I'm going to give my closing words, and I'm going to give it to the mic back to you. I want to thank everybody that came through, those of you that fit your poetry with your amazing, unique styles, those awesome pieces, the beautiful energy that you brought. Thank you for welcoming the new year in with us. We truly, truly love you and appreciate you for it. I want you, now one thing ain't going to change with me. I'm always going to tell you to get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. Continue to love and respect one another. Be safe out here. It's still germs running around that's looking to infiltrate your system. All right? I love you guys. You are always welcome here, no matter what you bring. Okay? Bring yourself. And with that, I'm going to say peace. Diva?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I echo the sentiments of my diva. Thank y'all so much. And like my diva said, Blog Talk tried to block us. And, you know, we are epiphany. We will not be moved, okay? So no matter how far down they try to bring us, we rise again. So this was a phenomenal show. We thank you for your participation. And we want y'all to always come through. Hey, bring, like my diva said, bring what you got. It was all good. So listen, you guys, take care of yourself. Respect yourself and others. And remember, it's all about love. All right, Diva, take us out.